This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 105 of Book Careers Live. This episode is being recorded in January 2021. I know from comments on social media and in emails that we have a very dedicated following to this podcast. And if this is you, thank you. But please could you do me a huge favour and go over to iTunes and rate us. This will help others find us, and it's something I've been extremely remiss at asking you to do. Also, if you can share this episode on social media, that will help too. The content of this episode is copyright material that's been extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing to be published later this year. Today, I'm going to talk about current CV trends. As you probably imagine, I see hundreds of CVs all the time. And as I've mentioned before, very often I'm seeing different CVs for the same roles. The one that got the job and the ones that didn't. Now, some of what I'm about to say, you might question and say, but hey, I know someone who got a job doing what you're suggesting we shouldn't do, so why should I bother? There are exceptions to every rule, and with CVs, nothing is set in stone. They're a living document, and even within the same department, two people from the same team have a different view about what makes a good CV. The reason why you should bother is because ultimately the perfect CV is the one that gets you the job. And my aim is to help you build a CV that gets you the job in the quickest possible time. Let's go through these trends. Trend number one, stop using templates. Templates do you no favours at all. Often they are so poorly designed, they never let you input all the information you need to. And aside from anything, in a pool of, say, hundreds of CVs, the chances are several other people will have used the same template. Because of this, the recruiter, and when I say recruiter, I mean publisher, recruitment consultant, anyone who is sifting through applications, may already have a negative view of candidates who use that particular template. For example, a common template right now is the Moo Themes professional resume. Whenever a client comes to me using that template, I instantly know that the client does not have enough relevant content on their CV. Because if they had enough content, they wouldn't be using that template. It doesn't mean you'll be instantly rejected, but it does mean that you might not be doing the best for yourself by using a template. And come on, you have one chance to impress a recruiter. You want to do your best. Also with templates, the recruiter may think they've already read your CV if they've seen, say, another 10 applications using the same CV template and shortlisted none of them. So using a template is risky. Instead, it doesn't take 2 minutes to lay out a document with your contact details at the top and include your work history and education and anything else you want to mention. Trend number two is columns. Now, columns might be compatible with recruitment in magazine or journalism recruitment, because people within those industries are familiar with reading in columns. However, in UK book publishing, we are conditioned to read one line of text from left to right. When you have your CV in columns, the eye doesn't know instantly where to start. It jumps around, and as a result, some key skills or information on your CV might not be picked up by the recruiter. Ha, you think. I've had my CV in columns and still got a job. However, the people who come to me during a long period of unemployment all have their CVs in columns. Odd, isn't it? When I ran a How to Job Search course in Scotland, there were 11 attendees, all of who had been unemployed for some time. 9 of those attendees had their CV in columns. Coincidence? Maybe. But I see it time and time again with clients who come to me with a CV in columns. We remove the columns from their CV and suddenly there is an uplift in their job search and they go further in the process than they did previously. The other point about columns is similar to that with templates. Far too much of the page is lost by dividing the text, and on your CV you've got so much you want to say, you need this space. So my advice is drop the columns and have normal lines of text. Trend number 3 is colour and design. In the same way that templates and columns don't work, neither does colour. You might think, hey, this looks brilliantly designed and I want to show off my InDesign skills. But honestly, your CV is a business document. The more elaborate the design, the less content that can be found on your CV. So maybe, if you've got absolutely nothing to say about yourself, then you might decide to persist with a highly coloured CV. But really, when it comes down to it, the recruiter is looking for your skills and competencies. And if the design you've used detracts from the recruiter reading your CV and competencies, then it really is best to stick with black text on a white document. People who have highly over-designed CVs often find they may always be going to first interviews and never getting called back. This is because when the recruiter starts scrutinising your CV in detail, underneath all that design, they realise you don't have the skills for the job. You might think, hey, I got a foot in the door with an interview. But the downside is that if the same recruiter advertises again, they might overlook you, even if you've added to your skill set, as they already think you're not quite right for the job. The other point within trend 3 is reverse text. White text on a black or coloured background does not work. For starters, reverse text is much harder to read, particularly if someone is skim reading. Aside from all of this, a recruiter won't thank you for using up all their black ink if they have to print out your CV. In the same way, coloured text can be difficult to read, and these days there are so many different degrees of colour blindness, it is best to steer clear from all colour. One client who came to me after months of unemployment had a CV in brown text. I asked them about it and they just told me that they didn't know their CV was in brown, that they were actually colourblind and hadn't realised the colour of the text. I got them to instantly change the text to black. And would you believe that within 3 weeks of doing this, they got a job? Coincidence? Maybe, but don't take the risks. The only time you can have design on your CV is if you are a graphic designer or art director or something within a design department going for a graphic design or art design job. Then it's okay to have a border and your logo, but otherwise stick to black text with a white background. Trend number four is photographs. In a number of other countries, it is compulsory to put a passport photograph on your CV. However, in the UK, it is not required, and if you have a photograph on your CV, you might find yourself in the first batch of rejections, particularly if the recruiter has a strict unconscious bias recruitment policy and is looking to reduce the numbers to make a shortlist. When you have your passport photo on your CV, the recruiter instantly knows what you look like. Recruitment needs to be made on skills and competences, not appearance. You don't want to face any type of discrimination, nor do you want to give the recruiter any reason whatsoever not to shortlist you. So remove your photograph. Trend number five, personal profiles. I've had questions again this week about whether you should write a personal profile at the top of your CV. My advice always is this: if you can't write a good personal profile, don't write one at all. The personal profile that you write on your CV is not the same personal profile you wrote to get into university or for a scholarship. A personal profile for a job vacancy should pitch yourself and your skills to the job, and it should avoid CV speak and hyperbole. For example, this is not a good personal profile. An enthusiastic English graduate who is organised, efficient, methodical, and has an eye for detail. I'm an excellent communicator and team player. I work well under pressure and keep to strict deadlines. All of this is subjective, and none of this really tells the recruiter anything about you. And if you speak to any recruiter, they will tell you how everybody says they're an enthusiastic graduate. For a good personal profile, ask yourself who you are and what you could do. So, for example, to give you a good example that might be helpful to you, an entry-level assistant with experience of proofreading via a university newspaper. This has given me a love of editing, in particular literary fiction. It taught me how to work under pressure, keep to strict deadlines, as well as communicate with writers and contributors. I'm also adept at social media and a regular user of Instagram and Twitter. Can you see how, whilst you might still have some CV speak in the profile, it has been grounded and given context? Yes, and that's really what you need to be doing within your personal profile. Now, I'm writing a whole chapter about CVs, and these are just very quick summaries to stop you making the most obvious of mistakes. So, aside from this, a personal profile exposes any gaps in your written English. So my advice remains clear. If you can't write a good personal profile, don't write one at all. Unless the recruiter has specifically asked you to write a personal profile, you're not going to miss out on a job because you don't have one on your CV. But you are likely to miss out on a job if your personal profile is poorly written. A bonus trend, trend number six, use of the word gotten. Gotten is an American English word. While some publishers might now be using American English as standard in order to make their books global, the word gotten isn't necessarily part of this. So if you use the word gotten in your application, on a CV, in a covering letter, or you frequently use it in emails or on social media, please have a rethink. That's all for today. If you can, please rate Book Careers Live on iTunes. And if you're stuck, please book into the Careers Clinic or drop me a line. My email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com. And just a reminder, this podcast is copyright material extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing, which will be published later this year. If you want a career in book publishing, please respect our copyright. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.